Hello,
and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk a little bit about communication and expectation. I'm listening to a newscaster, and I had to ask myself, wow, did they really mean the question they just asked? Because I keep hearing people say things that don't make any sense. And granted, I understand, you know, we get distracted, we have other things on our mind, we can be in pain. But when you see somebody do something and then you ask, do they mean to do it? It just leaves me dumbfounded, because intentions are, you know, they're there. Intentions are like an alarm. Whatever you do, you are intending to do. You know, I have believed this since my child was 2 years old, that what he says, he means, and what he does, he means, right? Because as a child, we start to understand and really get our handle on the world, about how to show up in the world, how to love people, how to speak to people, how to share with people, and social norms, right? Kids know that they can't go and stand up in the center of a table and scream. I know it. Kids know they can't lay down in the aisles and scream and have tantrums. They know that too. But you know, some of them will do it. And I don't think kids do things that they shouldn't do because they're bad, but I think they are pushing boundaries, trying to see what they can get away with, and finding ways to manipulate their parents' hearts. You know, I remember when I was able to get out and grocery shop. I worked these 10-hour days, and so sometimes I would stop at the grocery store on the way home, and I would be in there and, you know, minding my business, looking at what's on sale, looking at the aisles, and kind of just like a mental jog of my mind, you know, just calming myself, you know, before I go home. And there would be these kids in there with their parents, but you wouldn't necessarily see the parents, right? You could hear the parents maybe on an aisle or two over, but you had unruly children, you know, and a couple of times I had to stop and go get a manager and say, you know what? This is just not understandable to me. Why are these kids running through the aisles with shopping baskets? And why are you guys not stopping them? Because honestly, I don't want to get ran over, and it looks like there's some liability is going to happen in here. You know, I just think that, you know, when we let people and children get out of hand and manipulate, that's what they're going to do. You know, now these examples I'm giving you is because, you know, like I said, I'm listening to this reporter and she's asking me, look, you know, I get real into this, right? They're not asking me nothing. I'm listening to them. But the reporter is male. He's asking a female something. And she said, it doesn't matter whether or not he knew what was going to happen, because he doesn't understand that. And I'm sitting there going, that's a grown man. Of course he understands that. Now, granted, there are people who have learning disabilities. They may have other things that impede their ability to understand. And I give them credit for that. And I say, bless their heart. But when you're talking to somebody who is in charge of things and, you know, they negate their responsibility, they abstain from making a decision, they, you know, go other places so they don't have to be accountable, you know, or they say things inappropriately, let's be real, you know, that's the truth of what they believe, right? And so I had a friend one time, and she said to me, a drunk heart speaks a sober mind. And I was like, what? Took me a couple of times to hear. To understand it. Basically, what she was saying is that sometimes we are incapacitated in ways that what we truly feel just comes out. Me, I like to just say it like it is. You know, I like to be honest. I like to be able to communicate and to expect whoever I'm communicating with to be honest with me as well. So I just find it interesting that we are making excuses for adults. And you guys, forgive me, because sometimes I even read books and I swear I have seen a movie. I'll be talking to someone and I'll tell them about this great movie. And I'll be saying, that's what it is. And I say, oh, it's this book. And then it'll dawn on me, nope, it was a movie in my head, because I keep my eyes closed and I really relate to the characters a lot. So, you know, like I said, please do not misinterpret what I said. The reporter didn't ask me anything. You know, it's just that I was listening to the question and I was sitting there going, was he for real with that question? Did he really mean to say that? And I was like, man, okay, because I know that these people have to be smart. I don't think you get to be a reporter and not have a clue unless you're on a certain network. I'm not even going to mention, because they have had some doozies. And granted, I haven't really watched TV in years. My best friend used to call me and she would tell me different stuff on TV, and she would relay different things to me about shows. And so, you know, it's just interesting to me, because literally I felt like I was listening to her ask this man, or this man ask this woman this question in front of me. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, are you for real? And I was like, I know she want to ask him if he's for real. You know, sometimes you just have to listen to what people are saying. Really listen. And if you think that you're not interpreting it, you've got to ask the right questions. But I think we have to be more clear with what our expectation is, because if we don't expect adults to behave as adults and we keep giving them the key to the get out of jail free card, then we're enabling them to continue behavior, right? And so I'm not going to speak to any specific issues in the news, but there are some really troubling situations in the news. And, you know, a couple of times I saw something and I was like, how did that person get out on bail? Right? Because I didn't think you could do some of these things and get out on bail. Let's just say that. One of which is murder, because that to me is like, oh, you know, God says you shall not kill, right? And I'm thinking that, you know, if it's a situation where you get to, you know, protect yourself or your family and it's self-defense, that, you know, God is going to be a little different on that one. But then again, I don't know what God's going to do. I'm just going to tell you that I feel that it's okay for us to protect ourselves, because I never want to seem that I know what God is saying, thinking, or doing, because that is not real. But I just have to wonder, you know, I sit here and I think about the issue with the Flint and the water situation, and that is still going on. And I'm sitting here, when I see a headline flash across my iPad, I'll be like, are they for real? Is this mess still going on? You know, why haven't they fixed that? Now, they put a few people, I think, in jail. I'll have to go back and ask Siri to pull up some more information for me. But, you know, why are we not holding people accountable? If you lined your pocket, put people's kids in jail, no compassion for you. If you purposely enacted policies that resulted in people's children being permanently hampered by increased lead and sediments in the water, I have no sympathy for you. You know, I think we can be compassionate for each other, but we cannot be stupid with compassion. And I know that stupid is not the words we want our children to use, right? But I'm thinking that children are not listening to this adult podcast. But, you know, I have to just sit here sometimes and I'm like, are they for real? And so I wanted to ask you today, is it just me, or are you feeling like, you know, you're looking at stuff going, is this part of the Twilight Zones, which is a reference to back in, you know, the 80s, 70s, 80s, this science fiction program. It was maybe a half hour television show. It was black and white. And they had this gentleman who would come out and he would have a little spiel. And then he would say, Well, today, and the Twilight Zone. So, you know, if you don't know the reference, look it up, because I'm thinking it's on YouTube or Wayback TV or whatever they, Hulu, whatever they've got out there. You'll understand my reference if you see an episode. But I think that, you know, we have to start raising our expectations, right? The expectation is that people are going to be honest. They're going to be truthful. They're going to live morally correct, right? So, you know, if you've killed somebody, I need to know why you got them on bail, right? It's not self-defense. It wasn't, you know, domestic violence and you were trying to protect yourself and your kids. I'm just getting lost with this. And then some of the stuff that these people have done, and I'm sitting here going, you know, does somebody give them some crazy juice? You know, does somebody put something in their water that morning? You know, how can we as quote unquote real people get up and just be lunatics for the day? Because that's what that looked like to me. It looked like somebody just lost all their cards of sensibility and jumped right into insanity and senility, because there was no reason for that behavior. And, you know, I just can't understand it. I really don't. But I know this is not a topic for the podcast, so I'll find something else to talk about. This is just a rant and rave in my mind. Lord Jesus. But he asked her that question. And, you know, sometimes you just want to go, stop the tape and give me somebody else that has some sense. But that's just me. So hence, I'm not a reporter. Anyway, I'm going to let it go at that. I just had to get it off my chest because I was sitting here going, this don't make anybody sense, Lord. You hear that? I'm breathing out that crazy anxiety, because, you know, that doesn't make any sense to me. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Let's just be intentional, people. Let's be intentional and let's call things what they are, and let's be adults about living. All right, I'm going to wish you well.